You know, while the Raiders and Buccaneers prepare for the Super Bowl, the owners of the Washington Redskins are involved in a different contest. They want to change the workers' compensation laws in the state of Virginia, where the team is based. Most NFL players are eligible to collect workmen's compensation benefits if they get hurt on the job. The Redskins say they've been burdened with more than 700 claims from current and former team members. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Workers' compensation was designed more to help factory line workers than football linebackers. But over the past couple decades, thousands of NFL players have filed workers' comp claims after suffering injuries, including stars like Joe Montana, Tony Dorsett, and Bo Jackson. It's a situation that team owners and some political leaders say has gotten out of hand.
Workers' compensation was not designed for players that make millions of dollars.
Vince Callahan is a member of the Virginia legislature, and he's one of several sponsors of a bipartisan bill that would essentially eliminate workers' compensation for football players. The measure was requested by the owners of the Washington Redskins, who Callahan says shouldn't have to pay workers' comp claims.
The average Redskin makes $520,000 a year. The average employee in Virginia under workers' compensation makes $35,000. To me, it seems to be an abuse of the system.
Workers' compensation laws vary from state to state, but in most places, employers are required to pay a portion of an injured worker's lost wages and medical bills. In exchange, workers give up the right to sue their employers. Redskins attorney Norm Shurright says the team spends $2 million a year on workers' comp, and he says players don't need the money because they already get generous disability payments under their union contract.
The Virginia workers' comp system was created in order to compensate individuals who are injured who don't have, you know, another comparable source of payment. In the case of the Redskins football players, they are generously provided for under their player contracts and their collective bargaining agreement.
The Virginia legislation has leaders of the NFL Players Association lining up on defense. While several other states have laws restricting athletes' workers' comp payments, none is as narrowly written as the Virginia proposal, which would apply only to members of the Redskins. The head of the players group, Gene Upshaw, says the measure unfairly denies team members a benefit they deserve.
Workers' compensation is intended for people injured on the job. You don't get it unless you're injured and you qualify. And all we've read in the last several weeks is how NFL players get hurt. This is something they're entitled to, we bargained for, and we're going to fight to keep it.
Upshaw says if the Redskins have a problem with the way injured players are compensated, they should take it up in collective bargaining, not in the legislature. And University of Virginia law professor Rip Verkirky questions why the Redskins deserve to be the only employer in the state excluded from the workers' comp system.
There are many hazardous occupations, so it does seem a wrong-headed approach carving out a particular industry for special legislation.
Both sides have been lobbying Virginia legislators in a dispute one lawmaker characterizes as the millionaires versus the billionaires. The Players Association says it will bring star athletes to the Capitol to try to sway legislators, while the Redskins have begun making political contributions and inviting state leaders to enjoy the luxury boxes at the team's stadium. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.